It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. A new study involving research from Rutgers University has found pregnant women in the U.S. exposed to chemical compounds called phthalates are at increased risk of preterm birth. That's when a baby is born too early, a condition that's become more common since 2014. It now affects about 1 in 10 births, according to the most recent data from the CDC. Joining us now to talk about the findings is Dr. Emily Barrett, Associate Professor at Rutgers Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology, and one of the authors of the study. Dr. Barrett, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
First, what are phthalates and where are they typically found?
So phthalates are synthetic chemicals. That means they don't naturally occur. They're made in factories. And they're used in all kinds of consumer products, things we use in our everyday lives. So if you used perfume this morning or shampoo or body lotion, you probably dosed yourself with phthalates. The foods we eat often contain phthalates. The plastic goods that we use in our homes often contain phthalates. They're all over the world around us.
Your study involved just over 6,000 pregnant women, and you found just about all of them, I think it was 96%, had phthalates in their urine. What else did you find?
Right. So, you know, consistent with other studies that we've done in the past, nearly everybody has measurable levels of these synthetic chemicals circulating through their systems. And why we're worried about that is that there are all kinds of hypotheses around how they may be impacting our health. So, for instance, we think that prenatal exposures, exposures during pregnancy, may be particularly harmful. And so in this study, we were looking at whether women who have higher levels of phthalate metabolites in their urine are more likely to go on and have a preterm birth, a baby born too early.
How early are we talking?
Yeah, so preterm birth is a birth before 37 weeks gestation. And if you think about sort of a normal, typical pregnancy, that's 40 weeks gestation. So babies born at least 3 weeks early in this case.
The CDC says preterm birth rates are higher for Black women, about 50% higher than the rates in white or Hispanic women. How do your new findings weigh in here?
Yeah, so first of all, preterm birth is a huge problem in the U.S. We really are doing quite poorly compared to other nations in our same sort of socio-demographic range. And it's particularly a problem among Black women. Preterm birth rates are much higher in Black women than white women. They are higher in Hispanic Latino women than in white women. And our study, in part, may suggest that environmental exposures might be part of the problem. So we tend to see higher levels of phthalates in the urine of Black women and Latina women compared to white women. One of the leading hypotheses is that it has to do with the personal care products that are marketed towards Black women. And there's been some studies suggesting that products geared towards Black women contain more chemicals that interfere with hormone levels in particular. And so we think this may be part of the issue.
So how can pregnant people reduce their exposure to phthalates if they're so commonly found? I mean, do industries have to change their manufacturing processes?
Well, I think the ideal scenario would be that industries change their manufacturing processes to get phthalates out of products altogether. There are also some steps that people can take to lower their individual burden, but it's tricky. So it's things like maybe choosing not to use perfumes because fragrances often contain phthalates, choosing not to use air fresheners, choosing to eat fresher foods compared to more processed foods. So there are some things that you can do if you're concerned about your exposure to reduce it. But ultimately, a more sustainable strategy would be to put pressure on companies to take phthalates out of their products.
Dr. Emily Barrett is Associate Professor at Rutgers Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.